Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Medical debt has become a nationwide crisis affecting more than 100 million people in America, according to an NPR investigation. With rising hospital and drug prices, high out-of-pocket costs, less than generous insurance coverage, people all over America are struggling to pay off their medical bills. Many federal and state politicians are trying to respond to the problem, but one city council in Ohio just found a way to try to wipe away millions of dollars in medical debt for thousands of local residents. Toledo City Councilwoman Michelle Grimm led the effort for this proposal, and she joins us now. Michelle, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
So you've just passed a proposal that's expected to spend up to $1.6 million to help forgive up to $240 million in medical debt for residents. Talk about how this might work.
So last week, Toledo City Council approved $800,000 to eliminate medical debt for Toledo citizens. And it will also be a partnership with the Lucas County Commissioners, who will also put in $800,000 for a combined $1.6 million to cover the entire county. And that would be an estimated 41,000 citizens and wipe out up to $240 million in medical debt. And how we're doing that is we're partnering with RIP Medical Debt. They are a national nonprofit charity who works with hospital systems, physician groups, the secondary market to purchase medical debt, pennies on the dollar, and then they just relieve that debt. And for those who qualify, they will get a letter in the mail saying their debt's been canceled.
So RIP Medical Debt will leverage the money you guys are giving to help wipe away that larger figure of debt.
Correct.
So talk about the burden of medical debt on some of your constituents and how removal might be a game changer for many people.
Yeah, so a lot of people are suffering because of the pandemic. There's still a lot of lingering effects of the pandemic and also inflation. Grocery bills are higher. Gas prices are higher. Rent is higher here in Toledo and mortgages are higher in Toledo. We just, you know, had a big housing boom like the rest of the country. So, you know, medical debt is the number one reason that people go bankrupt. And we're helping people put food on the table. We're helping people pay their mortgages, their rent, pay their utility bills. We're also helping people go back to the doctor because a lot of people avoid going back to the doctor because of all of their growing medical bills. And so we're kind of helping aid in that economic recovery for Toledoans and other Lucas County residents.
Michelle, what do you say to some fellow council members, you know, who voted against this measure saying, look, this is important, but we should prioritize additional support for first responders, police and fire and medical, repairing our streets and our parks? What do you say to them?
I think everyone knows someone who's had medical debt. And now we're seeing a lot of studies talking about how it exacerbates social determinants of health, like putting food on the table, paying rent, paying utilities, and it also exacerbates evictions. We have a high poverty rate here in Toledo, and this is going to be a very simple idea to aid in the economic relief of Toledoans and Lucas County residents.
Do we know yet what debt will be forgiven and who will be eligible?
So the eligibility is source-based. So it's based on which hospitals participate. And RAP Medical Debt has been in communications with a couple of hospitals in the area. And I'm unable to disclose more details about that. But so once they are able to purchase that debt, it'll be individuals who are up to 400% of the poverty level.
Chicago has done something similar with medical debt. I mean, what do you think other cities can learn from these experiments?
Yeah, I think they can learn that healthcare is a really important investment for citizens. Healthcare is very much in the interest of local governments. It helps people, you know, helps the health and welfare of citizens. I think it's that our responsibility. And I think this model, the Toledo model, is going to go far and wide. And I already have a lot of elected officials on Twitter reaching out and saying, how can we do this in our city? And I really think it's going to catch on and a lot of people are going to look at this model and say, hey, we need to do this here.
That's Toledo City Councilwoman Michelle Grimm. She is leading the effort to wipe away medical debt for some of her constituents. Michelle, we hope other cities catch on to this. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.